Hello and welcome to the official Robcast podcast. I'm your host, Rob, and this is my podcast.
Well, hey there, podcasters, podcastaways, Podcastellanata. Is that, I was trying to make a play on words of the actor who voices Homer Simpson, but I don't actually know how to pronounce his name. This is Rob. I'm pretty sure that you know that if you listen to the intro. So today, I don't want to say bear with me because that sounds like a terrible way to start. But I'll say it. Bear with me. I was going to make some dumb hibernation joke about bears hibernating. And now I'm not going to because I said that I was going to do it. And I want to switch it up on you so you don't think that I'm going to make one. I'm getting very sleepy. I made sleep through winter. I did it. I made a stupid pun about bears hibernating. Join the cub. That was unbearable. Ow! Oh my gosh, this is turning into something that I didn't want it to turn into. It's just turning into the puncast hour. Gotta shake it out. Shake it out of the system. Nobody likes a punster.
Well, I got one question for you. Do you feel lucky, pun?
Oh, dang it. I said it wrong. Let's pretend I didn't say that.
I got one question for you. Do you feel lucky? Well, do ya? Pun.
Sorry that I ruined the joke and then continued to say it anyway. I shouldn't assume that I have a captive audience. I should probably acknowledge that you probably could have turned this off at any point. But I hope I'm reaching my demographic. And my demographic is whoever will listen to me. That's right. Everything's got a demographic. And mine is desperation.
Desperation. Why don't you come to my podcast? Just hear my new Robcast.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. My producer and good friend actually gave me some of this like pre-workout stuff. I don't know what's in it. All sorts of natural caffeine things. And I'm very sensitive to caffeine. So I took it. It said, warning, do not take on days when you are not going to work out. That was the warning on it. So I took it and then I went and worked out. And the first thing I did was like, I wanted to punch a punching bag with boxing gloves on. And I just like, I got there and I felt like I was just like so energized and I just started like boom, 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 boom. It was like a blur, you know? In my mind, I was punching faster than Tyson. Obviously not true. Look up his old boxing videos if you don't believe that you can be a big guy and punch fast, because that guy, probably the fastest boxer in history. Maybe. I speak from my pseudo authority, which is somebody told me that at the gym yesterday. So I really don't have anything to base it on. I haven't watched any Tyson videos. Honestly, remember when we went through that? Honestly? Well, I was just honest with you. I could have pretended like I'm a boxing guy, but I'm just beginning. Anyway, took this stuff, whatever it is, like you put two scoops into water and it tastes like sugary lime lemonade, and like it, when it hits you, woo, does it hit you. So I was just like going and going and going, and then all of a sudden I just like, you know, like those old Energizer commercials. Am I dating myself? Those old Energizer commercials where like the Duracell battery would stop, like some sort of, or maybe it was like, yeah, it was like there's like an Energizer bunny and he would go, and then it would start back up again. He was like, it keeps going and going. Nothing outlasts the Energizer. Do they even make Energizer batteries anymore? Is this like me talking about like, I don't know, Bosco or some like, I don't know, Ovaltine or something where like it's just completely outdated. Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm a slightly timeless person. I could probably fit in any era if I wanted to. Such an arrogant thing to say. But I've got these pants that I'm wearing that are obviously from the early 90s. They look like something that Screech from Saved by the Bell would have worn. And now someone would wear them ironically, but I wear them multi-purposely. I go, need to go to the gym? Wear your Screech pants. Going outside to the grocery store? Screech pants. Sleepwear? Screech pants. Need to go to cold weather? Put on some long underwear and put on your Screech pants. If there was one word to describe these pants, I would say they're loud. Isn't it funny how colors can be loud? We personify inanimate objects, even ideas, don't we? Interesting. I may get a little esoteric. I was in this amazing library today. It's like this research library, a reference library, if you will, and you will. You'll have to, because it is. Which is so amazing. I've lived across the street from it, I guess, for about, well, forever, for however long I've lived here, I've lived across the street from it, and I had no idea. When I walk in there, and there are all sorts of books. I'm talking like, you know, not just philosophy, like Kierkegaard and Kant and Bertrand Russell and, yeah, that's me stopping at three philosophers, and one of them probably wasn't even a philosopher. He was more of like a logician. Is that a word? Logician? I'm not sure. My grandfather was named after Bertrand Russell. If you can guess his name, you win the prize. You win the obvious prize. What was his name? Bertrand Russell. It was such an amazing library. Apparently this guy was traveling around the world in the 20s and just like brought back this amazing collection of old books. Some of them, I'm sure, were new when he bought them, and some of them were, you know, antiquities when he bought them. And there's just so many books about everything, about all the religions of the world, including Christianity, Judaism, Sufism. Is that a religion? I don't know. Buddhism, you know, all these like philosophies and religions. And then, you know, there's Carl Jung books and books about metaphysics and even about the occult. I mean, it's just like it goes on and on. Yoga,
Wow.
You know, Shinto. Whoa. There's just like so many, you know, Rudolf Steiner. There's some great literature. Anyway, it's open to the public for 2 hours in the day. So you can go there and you can read for 2 hours. Just took a sip of a... It's not the most amazing smoothie I've ever made. I'll acknowledge that. It's a little gritty. I used hemp protein instead of my my trusty Sun Warrior. If you've been a loyal listener since the beginning, you'll remember the entire first episode was about a smoothie that I made. And now look how we've evolved. We're talking about Kierkegaard. Not really. We're just mentioning his name. Why? Because people like to say Kierkegaard. Would you like some Kierkegaard? Here's some Kierkegaard. That was a terrible impression of Seinfeld, which is the second terrible impression of Seinfeld I've done. I did one last episode. And B, it's a play on what he actually said. His word was salsa, which is a little easier to say. Maybe people don't like to say Kierkegaard. Maybe it's too difficult for them. Anyway, wow. My wow was in reference to the fact that we are more than halfway done, and I really haven't talked about anything. But isn't that always the case? No. It's not. I'm not going to allow myself to subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that belief. I'm going to start saying that. Sorry, I don't subscribe to that. I've been like, you know, reading. So I was reading the journals of this guy who started it. His name was M.P. Hall. And in his journals were all of his lectures and everything. And there was some pretty amazing things that he touched upon, like this one sort of idea that whether, you know, you want to believe that that we were created by a deity, God, what have you, you know, I know that everyone has their own religion, and I'm completely respectful of that. And so, like, you know, whatever it is you believe, you know, I guess there's some sort of common belief that humans were created or something, or we were some sort of intelligent design. Well, you know, he goes on to say, we were created and we're part of this world. Well, now what's happening is, you know, we are sort of when we gained our creative consciousness, when we no longer had to survive, you know, running away from, I'm saying you know a lot. Did you notice? I did. And now I'm not going to say it anymore. When we were running away from saber-toothed tigers and the like, well, what happens then is that thou people had time to think, right? So they started using their imaginations. And when you use your imagination, you access your brain to access memory. And your imagination is oftentimes accessing the future. So he sort of believes that that humans made some sort of a transition from being the created to being the creator. We were now creating our own life. And if you think about it, we sort of based our human nature on the universal laws of nature, you know, all that sort of survival of the fittest and the food chain and everything. Let's take an example. Let's exemplify this situation. So let's just take the entertainment industry, for instance. Well, let's take specifically the music industry. So the Grammys were last night. Well, besides the fact that it's a complete publicity stunt, all award shows are, You know, what's the second word in entertainment industry? Industry. Industry is about money. Award shows are about money. A lot of people tune into those award shows. You can sell a lot of you can sell a lot of cars and all sorts of things during award shows. Anyway, not the point. The point is we are in competition with each other. The music industry, we've sort of devised this survival of the fittest mentality, and it's also prevalent in anything, in business, in finance, in advertising, even in the movie industry. You know, anything that we create as human beings is a slight variation, sort of a representational model of what we think the universal laws of nature are. So we kind of adapted that. Well, you know, what if we were... Ooh, what is that? Is that a helicopter? I love the sound of a helicopter buzzing by. It reminds me that I'm part of something. I'm in a society. There's other people out there. Someone is flying that helicopter. And who knows what they're doing? Is it for the weather? Are they a police copter looking for some suspect? Is it a news chopper looking at the freeways? I don't know. I don't need to know. Unless the spotlights shine into my window and they say, evacuate immediately. And then it'll feel like I'm in some sort of action movie. I digress. What was I talking about? Right, so what if, and just hear me out, what if we got it wrong? What if that wasn't the purpose of our design? What if our design wasn't intended for us to mirror what we've already seen, but evolve into something that is more about universal love? I guess charity, in a way, you know? Just being able to be one with our fellow human beings and all of the earth. And, you know, before I get too, I don't know, preachy about it, I'm not going to get too preachy, simply because, you know, I'm just exploring right now. Yet there are people who, and when we think about it, the survival of the fittest, what is the top of the food chain for that? It's the person with the most money. It's the person with the most power, right? So I read an article. I'm sure, you know, everyone's seen it by now. I think I saw it in the Huffington Post, of all places, where it said 15% of the people in the world own 85% of the wealth. Well, that's certainly survival of the fittest, isn't it? Those people are on top of the food chain. And that's that's almost the macrocosm, isn't it? I mean, you're no longer running away from saber-toothed tigers and the like. Now you are the king of the jungle. You know, what do you sacrifice? Well, you sacrifice your fellow man to become the king of the jungle. It's become survival of the fittest. There is not room for everyone at the top. What we think of as the top is a smaller surface, like a pyramid, right? So to be on the top, you've got to be standing on the backs of everyone below you, right? Well, there are certainly people who are ruthless and use their power to swashbuckle around and simply become rich by any means necessary, whether they harm another human being or they harm the planet or they even harm themselves in some way, as long as they die rich. And then there are some who understand that this world needs a balance and that we're all in this together. And it might be unbalanced. Some people might have more in the bank. Some people may have more issues to deal with than other people, you know. But I think that, you know, that it would be really interesting. I mean, I guess it's sort of referred to as the Age of Enlightenment, where people can sort of refer to the human condition and society no longer as a dystopia, which, you know, let's be honest, it is. There's so many terrible things that happen, and we just accept it because it happens, and it's been happening for thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, as long as human beings have existed, however long you prefer to believe that is true. But, you know, what if, and this is a big what if we just, you know, somehow realized one day, hey, you're my brother, you're my sister, you're my mother, you're my daughter, you know, you're my grandpa, you're my great-grandpa, you're my ancestor, you're my future great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson. And we realize that we all, at one point or another, have to live on this earth together. And it's becoming a smaller and a smaller planet because our population is getting bigger and bigger as human beings. So what's going to happen now? Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm excited to find out because I think that, you know, intrinsically, I think that we are wired to love. We're wired to love one another. Sure, we have a lot of distractions and, you know, and I think our, you know, our mind is one of the biggest distractions that we have. But if we just sort of, you know, are able to let all that other stuff go free and realize that this is universal, meaning it's applicable to everyone and everything in time and space and anywhere and that we can possibly imagine. And we just treat people kindly as we would want to be treated. It's a golden rule that we've heard over and over again. But I wonder what would happen if people really followed that universal rule. It'd be incredible. The world would become lighter. I don't know. I just, some may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world can live as one. That was my croonery John Lennon impersonation. May he rest in peace. Wow, this is becoming one of the longer podcasts I've done. I think I wasted the first 7 minutes, but now we're kind of getting somewhere. Let's say that we end it about now. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's all the time we have today at Robcast Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week to find the latest Robcast Podcast at officialrobcast.podomatic.com. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at officialrobcast. Thanks so much for listening. Stay alive.